Okay, today's daf is Me'ila Daf Tes. Me'ila Daf Tes, just to note, there is a Daf Pe'in Shir, hopefully that's up. Really has to do with Inyan and Diyoma, and that is Shomea Ka'one in the world of Sira Sa'omer and Kala Tzara Kula. So feel free, that hopefully is will be up sometime today. But today we continue with Me'ila Daf Tes. So we are on Ches Amabez, three lines from the bottom. The Gemara I've just been talking about in Machlokas between Rav Huna Amarav and Rav Ada Bar Ahava Amarav. Machlokas, what Rav said in the name of Rav, which, if you remember, we've mentioned once or twice in the past, that even though we generally say Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim, that there are different opinions and everything is has halachic significance, it's hard to say that when they're arguing about what a person said. Unless we say that Rav gave Shi'irim at different times of his life, and he said two different things. The Rashi in Ksuba is enough Nun Zayin or so, Nun Vav, Nun Zayin. Rashi there says, Elu ve'elu can be said about everything except this if it's machlokas about what somebody said. Unless you say that he said two different things at two different times. But that might be a limit. But either way here, we have a machlokas about what Rav said, the name of Rav, about the issue of Mitzui Chatas Ha'of, whether Mitzui Chatas Ha'of is ma'akev or not. And again, just to review, when it comes to Olas Ha'of, all there is mitzui. There is no hazaa. All there is mitzui, and that olas ha'of is done lamala michot asikra. That's what we're going to see on today's daf. But chatos has both, that hazaa and mitzui. So we would say the hazaa is parallel to the zrikos by a carbon behema. What about the mitzui? Is that also a serious avoda, or is that more parallel to shvicha shirayim, pouring the bloods on the mizbeach, which we know is not ma'akev according to what we paskin? So maybe mitzui also is not ma'akev. So that is a machlokas here in the Gemara, yesterday's daf, where Rav said that mitzui ha'of is not ma'akev. Rav Huna said that mitzui chatas ha'of is not ma'akev, while Rav Ada Bar Ahava says that it is me'akev. We try to bring a quote from a pasuk, because the pasuk sounds like it is ma'akev, so we ended up saying no. When it says Vahanishar Badam, what's left over, you shall do mitzvah, you shall squeeze out, that is not meant to be ma'akev. That just means if. Vahanishar means if there's left over. Not that you need to do it, but if there is, you know, do this. But the ma'akev phrase of chatasi is not referring to that anyway. But the important point, getting us into the next line, is Vahanishar means im nishar. So, based on that, ask the Gemara the following. You're telling me that whenever it says nishar or vahanishar, it just means if it's nishar, but there's nothing forcing you to have a nishar. But by a carbon mincha, vahanoseres. The pasuk says at the beginning of Ayikra that you have to bring a carbon mincha. And what's the avoda? I take a kmitza of the flour. The kohen takes what's under his three middle fingers, and he is maktir it on the mizbeach. And whatever is left, v'hanoseres b'imenu yochel Aharon uvana. Whatever's left could be eaten by the kohanim, as long as that it is not a minchas kohen, which itself has to be totally burnt. But if it has no seres, so then it can be eaten. So the Gemara says there too, hachanami she'imni tosar. You want to tell me that means if it's left over? Meaning you don't have to have mincha leftovers, just only if there is. And if you want to say that's true, that doesn't work. Because v'hatani, we learned in the Braisa, misalta umishamna al kol avonasa, you take from its flour and from its oil, with its frankincense, prat, that's excluding shechasra salsa, v'chasra shmena, v'chasra levonsa. If you're missing any part of the flour, oil, or frankincense before the haktara is done, then the whole thing is puzzle. You don't do the haktara. It's not only that. You can't only be missing. You can't only not be missing something in the komets, even in the noseres, even what's left over. So you see from the brisa that you have to have the leftovers. Noseres doesn't mean im, but it means you have to. So how could we say, in our case, that it means im? So answers the Gemara, no. Over there's different. Really, nosar can mean im, like it says by chatas, the hanishar. Nishar can mean if there's left. Amri hasam ksiv, but by over there, by karamincha, vahanoseres kro yisera ksiv. It's a whole extra pasuk. You didn't even have to say the word vahanoseres. And therefore, that's why we darshan it to teach me that you need to have it. You need to have it because the whole pasuk is extra. Rav Yashiv, in his Ha'aris here, Ha'aris to Mesechus Me'ila, here quotes a medrash in Rus Rabbah. As we know, the Medrash Rabbah, we have on the five parts of the Torah, and on the Chamish Megillos, all the Rabbis. We have other Midrashim on more, like we have the Yalkut Shimoni on all of Tanakh, right, on all of the other Nevi'im as well. But when it comes to the Rabbis, it is only the five parts of the Chumash and the five Megillos. So the Medrash Rus says, on the beginning, on the Pasuk, Vayamas Avimelech, Vatisha Er, He Ushnei Vaneha. And she, Rus, was left over with her Ushnei Vaneha. Right, she was left over after Elimelech died with her two sons. The Pasuk said, the Medrash says, Kasav, Ushnei Vaneha, Kasav, Kishiyare Minachos. She was left with her boys, like the leftovers of a carbon mincha. Okay. Vitzarach Biur, Mama Dama Lamanachas, Esar Valyashev, Ma Kesher, between Rus and her family, and Shiari Mincha. Venire, right? We're I don't know if we're Shloshim Yom Lefneachag yet, not yet, but we're getting there, close to the time when we're going to read Megillas Rus. Venire, the Havikashale the Medrash. The Medrash was bothered, Halashon Shirayim, the Mashma, the Nishar Ma'at. Leftovers means most was eaten, most was taken, and you had a little leftovers. Right? When you have leftovers from Shabbos. Right? Most of it was eaten on Shabbos. You usually don't have more leftover than was eaten. So usually Nishar means a little bit, but most was Iker, and Nishar is Tafel. But over here, the problem is, Vahasa, Mesrak Elimelech. So why does it say Vatisha'er? Nishar Shirayim usually means less than what was there in the first place. So why here only Elimelech died? Right, the other rest of the family didn't. That's the problem that the Medrash has. So that's the Medrash is answering. Dumya de Shiyari Mincha. Why? What happens by Shiyari Mincha? Only a little kometz is burned. And the rest, which is larger in quantity, is called Shirayim. Is called Noseres. And therefore, it's the same kind of idea. The chashivi, why is it called shirayim though? Because the kometz is chashiv. The chashivi shirayim after kometz davar muatu demishum chashivus ve'echus hakometz chashiv hanishar kishirayim. Because of the value of the quality of the kometz that is burned on the mizbeach, so the rest is called shirayim, even though it is quantitatively more. So the sotuv hu adin gam gabi avimel Elimelech. Kivan to chaser baila shehu haikar chashivi hanosarim kishirayim. So we bring in Rus on this day, right? Vatishar hi ushnei vaneha like shiari minchas because the original was so chashiv. Wonderful. We continue. Says the Gemara now. Masiv, fourth line. Masiv Avu de Shmuel asks Avu de Shmuel, the father of Shmuel. Rav Huna, remember we had a machlokas. We're calling it the machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Adav Rava. Whether mitzi ha'of, mitzi chadas of is ma'akev. So Avu Shmuel has the Rav Huna, according to Rav Huna, who says that it is not ma'akev. What about the following Mishnah? The Mishnah says in Zvachim, echad chadas of, echad ol sa'of. Whether it's chadas of or ol sa'of, shemilkan umitza daman chutzlim koman, that you did malika, which is the parallel to shchita, or mitza. Right, which that's what's on the discussion. Chutzlim koman pasul vein bokares chutzlas van and pigol v'chayavan lav kares. You see, the machshavas of pasul and pigol can work even in mitzui. So ketani mias mitzah daman? Question mark. So you see, mitzah is there. So if you're telling me, Rav Huna, that mitzui is not ma'akev, it's a secondary type of avoda, then how could you say that machshavas pigol would have an effect? Right, if it's just secondary, so pigol shouldn't have an effect. Just like a pigol during Shvi Hashirayim doesn't have an effect. Remember, Tosfos made that ha'ara a couple of days ago when Tosfos argued on Rashi, when the Gemara came up with the case of Chishev l'nishpachin l'machar. Remember, 2 days ago on Daf Zayin, Tosfos noted, what does it mean, Chishev for the nishpachin l'machar? Tosfos says it means that you think about picking up what already spilled on the floor and being zorek that. There's no chiyuv to pick that up. So that's the question, whether pigol's going to work on that. But Tosfos there said, in the top Tosfos, on Zayin Amud Aleph, that obviously it can't be referring to what Rashi says it means, or what we're calling Rashi, that it's during Shvi Hashirayim, because that's Pashut. That it can't be that there's a machshava during Shvi Hashirayim, dehapshita delo pigel. There's no pigol there. So here too, the Gemara is asking, Rav Avu de Shmuel is asking, according to Rav Huna, that Mitzui is not ma'akev, so how could you have a machsheves pickle during that process? So the Gemara answers, hu mosiv la, v'hu mefarik la, lit studin k'tani. It's lit studin, meaning, understand this, when it says, chatas and olas ha'of, shem milka, no mitzah daman, milka is going on both. Chatas and olas ha'of. Mitzui daman is only going on olas ha'of, because after all, that's all you have by olas ha'of. So by olas ha'of, mitzui is for sure parallel to the zrika of a behema. Our discussion is by a chatas ha'of. A chatas ha'of has both zrika and mitzui. So it could very well be that the mitzui of olas ha'of is ma'akev, the mitzui of chatas ha'of is not ma'akev. So that's how one could answer the question. If you look in the Chafetz Chaim, in the Likuti Halachas here, I haven't had the Chafetz Chaim in a while, but remember the Chafetz Chaim wrote a riff-like sefer on all of these sugyas in Kachim. So on our Gemara, he quotes, Ka'katz of Rashi besugyin, Rashi quotes in our sugya, Delamanta Amar ma'akev, ma'akev ha'kapara, molin ba'ada mitzui. If you say mitzui is ma'akev, so then machshav is pigel during mitzui is going to be a problem. And he quotes the Rambam that we ended off with yesterday, where we had the answer of the Lecha Mishnah and Reb Chaim about what girsa you have by Mitzui. But then he asks, V'hinei midivrei Rashi daftes, mevor. Mevor in Rashi, debeinim chasha machsheves pigel bahaza'a levad, o b'mitzui levad, have mefugal. It's mashma from Rashi, the way Rashi understands the Gemara. If Mitzui is ma'akev, so then, even if I only thought pigel in one of the avodas, by chatas ha'of, by zrika, or by mitzui, it would already be good enough to be pigel. Ube emes kein mashma milashon ha'mishnah. And that's what it sounds like from the Mishnah. Mitzah daman. Ulefize muchach dezegriya mishirai panimi. And he says, what do you see from here? It's interesting. Because mitzui and hazah, you might say, even if they're both ma'akev, they might be two parts of one coin. You might say it's like what is called, which we had in Zvachim, chatzi matir. There's hazah and there's mitzui. And they're both significant, but they're two halves. They're not separate avotos. That's what you might have said. But we hold ein mefadlin b'chatzi matir. If you remember those sugyas back in Zvachim. So says the Chafetz Chaim, you know what you see from here? It must be that if you say they're ma'akev, they're independently ma'akev. And they're independent avotos such that a machsheves pigel in either one of them would be good enough to be mefagel. That's his ha'ara. V'hacha bin yoneinu, after shnei ma'akvim, die in pigel ba'achas mehen. V'al karcha chatam dezenechshev kishtei avodos. Ulefize lechora. And therefore, because of this, I'll tell you another chiddush. What if his zar does the hazaa? If his zar does the hazaa, or the zar does the mitzui, a zar can't do either of them. Only shchita, malika, can have been done by a zar. What about hazar mitzui? One or the other. So he says, this is dependent on my issue. If you say that two halves of the same coin, of one coin, then a zar doing one of them is not going to be good enough. Because if you remember, the Gemara says that a zar has to do an avoda, she'ein achareha avoda. If there's any other stage of this avoda, it's not going to be chayiv misavei shemayim. But if you say they're independently significant, then a zar doing any one of them is already going to be chayiv misa. Lefiza lechorim, he's a zar, right? He's going to be chayiv if you say they're independent. They ain't, because it's an avoda tama. But if you say they are, actually, he says, depending what you say, he says, how do you understand, yesh acharei avoda, an independent avoda, half an avoda, but either way, that's what he says, could be dependent on our issue about a zar. Okay, and he quotes Tosafot, Yeshayahu might argue, the zar chai misa ala zar, afal mandar mitzui ma'akev, akal kasvir leid avoda, achas mikri. Good. Let us continue. Says the Gemara, three lines up from the Mishnah, Gufa, Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, Shem Nishar Badam, we had before that Nishar means if the dam is Nishar, aye, and therefore is not, that's how Rav Huna understood, doesn't mean that you have to have a Nishar Badam, you might say, if there's Nishar, you should do this Avodah, but it's not Ma'akev, Shem Nishar Badam. Ask the Gemara, Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, Hasam Shirayim Ma'akvin. But one second, Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael himself holds that Shirayim, in the context of Karbanos, right? In the Rashi quotes the Gemara in Maseches Zvachim, right? The Gemara here does not quote the whole Machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, but the Rabbi Yishmael there uses a limud, which the basis of the limud is Shirayim being Ma'akvin, and here Rabbi Yishmael says that you say it's Im Nishar. If not ma'akev, v'yamar papa misi chadas ofi gibinayu. And her papa there says the machlokas in Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva is about misi chadas of. Rabbi Shmuel, who says that shirayim are ma'akvin, would say that misi chadas of is also ma'akev. Mashiach Kain according to Rabbi Akiva over there. Either way, it's a steer in Rabbi Shmuel. Because Rabbi Shmuel here says, v'hanishar means if it's nishar. And over there, shirayim are ma'akvin, and misu would be ma'akiv. So the Gemara answers, trei tanoi alibi de Rabbi Yishmael. So it must be a machlokas of later tanoim in what Rabbi Yishmael held. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara, Mishnah. So the first Mishnah of the Perek spoke about chatasa'of. What are the halachas of mi'ila for chatasa'of? Now we get into the other karbanos. Again, the ha'ara that we made yesterday, it's interesting that Yehuda Anasi chose to put this Perek, which is the regular of kosher avodos, when does Malika start and finish, second, while he put the psulim first. We put the psulim first in the first Mishnah. Again, the suggestion was that maybe he wanted to put a case where it stays me'ila forever first. And but I was talking about all the ksherim as the first tosfos in the perek set. Okay, but let us continue. Ola sa'of. Rules of ola sa'of. Remember, ola sa'of is totally burned on the mizbeach. Ola sa'of mo'alim ba mishuk tasha. Ola sa'of me'ila starts right when there is hakdashas peh. Right when a person says, I'm giving this ola. Nimlaka. When it is nimlak, when malika is done, hochshara lipasa b'tzvul yom u'b'mchusi kippur b'belina. As we said, right, when malika is done, a kedusha is added, and now it is more susceptible to the tumas of b'tzvul yom, b'mchusi kippurim, and if it is left over. Mitza dama, third avoda, if the third level, if mitzui is done, to an olasa'ov, which remember is the only thing that is done to an olasa'ov, so then, the avoda is finished, and therefore, chayav an olam mishum pigol nosar v'tameh. Now, it is a completed avoda, and you'd be chayav for pigol nosar and tameh. Umar and ba, but mila still applies. Why? Because we're talking about ola here. Ola is still kachi Hashem, until it's totally burned, even if you've done all the avodas. So, mol and ba, achetet to the beis hadeshen, until it goes out to the beis hadeshen, until it is totally burned and becomes ashes. Right? That is the halacha of ola sa'of, this constant me'ila, all the way until the end, until you finish na'asis mitzvaso, as we had at the end of Maseches Temura. Sorry, this is by, if you have zrik of a regular ola, there's also me'ila except by the or which goes to the kohanim. But here there is no or, so therefore there's just me'ila until it is totally burned and becomes ashes. That's why in ola sa'of, because nothing goes to the kohanim. Right, everything goes to the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Vayter, next case, Par Manasrafim, Zir Manasrafim. What about the special karbanos that are burned, at least parts of it are brought in, the rest of it are burned outside the Beis HaMikdash, Par Manasrafim, and Zir Manasrafim, as we say in Ezel Makoman every day. Right? Rashi says in the first wide line, Hain Kache Kachim. They're Kache Kachim, and there is never a heter lakoanim. Right? There's no heter, because the meat is burned outside the Beis HaMikdash. So Paraman Sof, Zirim Nesrafim, right? The Paralim Davar Shel Tzibur, and the Seir, other Seirim that are included. Marlin Bamisha Hukdashu. Again, right, there's Mila right when they are Hukdash. Nishchatu, when Shechita takes place, Hukshiru, Lipasa, Betzvul Yomu, Mechusi Kibur Mubalina. Then they are Hukshar, to now become Tamei. Who's Adaman, right, when Hazos Hadam, their Hazos Adam is done inside, Chayav and Aleim Mishum Pikol Nosra Tamei, then the Avod is completed, so Pikol Nosra and Tamei kick in, Umal and Bohen, Bebeis Hadashen, and they're burnt even outside the Beis HaMikdash, but there's still Me'ila there, Achi Yatech Abasar, until the Basar, the meat is totally melted and burned and charred, there is Me'ila up until then. If you turn back a daf, Tosfos on Chesam and Aleph, that's where all the Tosfosim are for these Mishnayos. Tosfos is in Dibra Maskel Hukshiru, asks, Lamai Nafgamina, do we say here by Paraman Esrafim, they can become Tameh. Tosfos says, Tema, Lamai Hilchas Ahokshu Lipasa, but Tvul Yom, De'ila Achila, if it's regarding Achila, there's never an Achila for these items. They're Paraman Esrafim. There's never going to be an Achila. Ve'i li pasal lahakrav emu rehen. And if it's about, well, they might become pasal and you can't be makrav their emurin. Mikol makom, still, gabe parvis arshem kippurim. You can't say there's a problem because these are karbanos tzibur, which would be hukrav anyway, even if they're tameh. So lamai nafgamina, do we say by these, Paraman Esrafim, Zirman Esrafim, oh, they're going to become tameh. What, regarding eating them, they're not going to be eaten anyway. Regarding being makrav them, they're going to be hukav anyway. So the main afkamina, they say, hokshuli pasal, but tzvul yom, chosik kippurim. Answers to us, v'yesh lomar, le'inyin l'sarfo, b'beis hadeshen, she'sarfin bo'es ha'psulim kamar. She'hayalem l'psulim b'beis hadeshen la'atzman. Outside the base hamikdash, when we say base hadeshen, there were different areas of base hadeshen. There was the place where you were supposed to burn certain base hadeshen items, like these. And their avoda is to be burned at the Beis HaDeshen, which is outside the Beis HaMikdash. And then there's another place at Beis HaDeshen where you put all of the, where you burn Psulei Mukdashim outside. Or there's another Beis HaDeshen, as we'll learn, where you put the Hotzas HaDeshen, which you take out. So different areas. So Tosfos suggests maybe that's an afkamina. If it becomes Tameh, then you're not going to burn it in the normal place where you burn these karbanas normally. Next, so that was regarding Parim and Seir minus Rafim. Next, Ta'ola, what about a carbon ola? Regular carbon ola's behema. Molin ba mishuk l'shad is mi'ila, right when it is hukdash. Nishchata, when it's nishchat, hokshali pasal, b'tfil yom, b'chosik yipurim, ubalina. So then it becomes pasal, mishin nizrak dama. Right when you do zrikas hadam, chayav an ala mishuk pigon osu v'tameh, the avod is completed, ve'ein molin ba'oros. And there's no me'ilah when it comes to its hides, because right when Zerika is done, the hides there belong to the Kohanim. There's no me'ilah in the hides. I have a mo'al in the basar, but there is me'ilah in the basar. Achetesi le'beis hadeshen, until it goes out to Beis HaDeshen. I have a mo'alin babasar. If you look in Tosfos on the previous Amud, again, Tosfos says, on this halacha of ein mo'alin ba'oros, I have a mo'alin babasar. It's a one-line Tosfos, but it's very very crucial and interesting. Tosfos says, d'me she'acher she'zarak dama, once zrikas hadam is done of a carbon ola, zocha ha'mizbeach bebasar, the mizbeach now is zocha in the basar, v'havi lei kachi Hashem. And now it's Kachi Hashem. Remember what we're talking about, a carbonola here. Right when you do Zerikas Adam to a carbonola, so now the basar becomes mutter to be burned on the Emurin. Our bucket gets to be burned on the Mizbeach, and now it's Kachi Hashem. So I saw something I wanted to point out. By a carbonola, it has Mi'ila from start to finish. I would have said that it's the same Mi'ila. Right when I'm Makdish a carbonola, it has Mi'ila, and it's the same Mi'ila throughout, because a Heter never comes. It sounds like from Tosfos, that, no, it's not the same Mi'ilah. There's one Mi'ilah after Zrikas Adam, and right after Zrikas Adam, it becomes mutter to be burned, and there's Mi'ilah. So there is Mi'ilah throughout. There's never a moment in time where there is no Mi'ilah, but it sounds like on a conceptual level, it's different Mi'ilah though. There's Mi'ilah pre-Zrika, which only applies to, which applies to other karbanas as well, and then there's Mi'ilah post, which by other karbanas, there is no Mi'ilah there, because there is able to be eaten, and now there is a new Isra Mi'ilah that's chal by a karban ola. So that's just a ha'ara based on the words of that tosis. Viter. Next karban. Chatas va'asham v'zivchei shalmei tzibur. Chatas and ashamos and shalmei tzibur. What's a shalmei tzibur? Right, kifsei atzeres. It's going to be brought in a couple of weeks. The shlomim that are brought along with the shtei alechem on Shavuos. So all of these, ma'alim behem mishukdashu. They have me'ilah right when they're hukdash. Nishchatu, once they are shechted. Hukshu li pasal b'tful yom u'b'chusik yipurim u'b'lina. Once they're shechted, so then they become the higher standard of kedusha, more susceptible to tumah. Nizrak daman, once zrika is done, chayav and aleyen mishupigol nosavatame, the avod is completed, and therefore these pop up. Ein ma'alim b'basar, there's no me'ilah when it comes to the basar, because these are eaten. These are kachi kachim, eaten by zichrei kahuna, aval mol in be'emurehen, but you're mol in the fats, because those are burned in the mizbeach, actually as the base adeshen, until they are taken out to the base adeshen, until they become ashes. Next, shtei halechem, the shtei halechem that are brought on shvuas from the new grains, the new chitim, and the shtei halechem is what is matir, one to bring karbanos from chadash. That's the shtei halechem. Mol and bahen, mi she hukdashu. Again, there is mi'ilah right when it is hukdash. Right when the dough is hukdash for shtei halechem. The wheat or the dough, karmu batanur, right when it gets, it's being baked and it gets brown in the oven. Hukshuru li pasa b'tful yom u'muchazik yipurim u'belina. That's the end of its, that's the end of its avoda. Right? Right? See, lina is taken out because you could eat these a couple days later, depending on when Shavuos is. If Shavuos is connected to a Shabbos. But that's why the Gersa, the Shita, takes out the word lina. uvilishachet alein es azeva. And also, right when it becomes edible, it becomes baked, that's when you could shech the shlamim, the kipsi atzeres, along with it. They're not called breads until they are karmu panei abataner. Right when they are, so then you could do the shechita related to them. Nizrak damin shel kvasim, right when you had zrikas adam of the kvasim, chayavan alein, so then even the breads are subject to mishum pikonos v'tamei. The ein bohen me'ila. There is no me'ila, obviously, because these are mutter to be eaten by the kohanim after the avoda is done. Next, lechem aponim. Once we're talking about the she'el lechem, let's talk about the lechem aponim that are brought every single Shabbos. Lechem aponim, as we know, they're switched every Shabbos by the kohanim, right? Some kohanim go in on one side, some on the other side. They switch it so that we can fulfill tamid, that every second there is bread on the shulchan. Mol and bo, mishe huktasha. Again, there is me'ila right when it is huktash as lechem. Kireim betanur hukshali pasabat fulyomim chusiki purim. Right when it becomes bread, it is hukshar to be and right when it becomes bread, that's when it's ready to be placed onto the shulchan. Karvu habazichin, right when the little two cups of frankincense that hang on the shulchan, right when those are hoktar, that's the parallel to kemitza. We'll talk more about this in a second. But by a regular karban mincha, we take the komet and we burn it, and that is what's matir the shirayim, the hanishar. So by the lechem aponim, what functions as the kemitza of the lechem aponim? The bazichin, the bazichin lavona, the little cups of frankincense that hang on the shulchan, right? When those are burned, so then the breads are mutter to eat, but chayav alam shepik onos v'tamei, ve'ein bo me'ila, and there is no me'ila by those lechem hapanim. Okay, there's what to say about lechem hapanim, but first let's just finish the Mishnah. Habenachos, what about regular carbonous mincha? Mol and Bohan, Mishe Hukdashu, there's Me'ila right when they are sanctified. Kidshu Bikli, right when you put them in a Kli Shares, Hukshuli Pasabit Fuyom, Ube Mechutzer Kippurim, Ubelina, right when you put them in, they are Hukshar, Karev HaKometz, right when the Kometz is burned. Chayav Alam Shepikonos V'Tami, that's the end of the Avoda, and therefore all of these kick in. Ve'ein Mol and Bishirayim, there is no Me'ila by the Shirayim, because they are mutter to be eaten by Zichrei Kuna, they are Kachi Kachim. Ava Mol and Bekometz, that she eats to the base of Dashin. Again, but there is Me'ila to the Kometz. There's Me'ila in the Kometz, because that has to be burned until it goes out to the base of Dashin, until it becomes ashes. If you remember back in Mitzvah Shir, we discussed interesting Ha'ara that Parshas Truma is what is associated with the structure of the Mishkan. All the kelim are mentioned there, while Parshas Tetzaveh is the clothing, and then Tetzaveh goes through the actual avodos. But even in Truma, the lechem hapanim being put onto the shulchan is mentioned, and that bothers the Mefarshim. Why do we have to know? You have the structure of the shulchan in Parshas Truma. Fine, the structure. But what do you have to have more than that? The lechem is put on the shulchan. It doesn't talk about the halakas neros, when we talk about the structure of the menorah. It doesn't talk about putting the ketores onto the mizbeach ha-ketores, when it talks about that even at the end of Tetzaveh. So why does it talk about the sidur lechem upon him in the context of Truma? So that is point number one we made, and the answer given there by a number of the achronim, Rav Asher Weiss discusses this, the Mitzvah Samelach, Rabbi Sement discusses this, in the name of an earlier achronim, and that is, it could very well be that the shulchan doesn't have a full shem shulchan unless it has the breads on it. There's no chalos. It's not like the menorah is the menorah, and you do an avodah in the menorah, you put the oil in. Mashiachin, the shulchan is not complete unless its lechem is there. That could also be why, at least according to one opinion of the Tanoim, that's why it has to be tamid. There can't be a second without the lechem. When it comes to the menorah, what happens if the candles go out? You don't have to go crazy every second. Twice a day, or once a day. Machlokas, Rashi, Rambam. When do you light the menorah? Once in the morning, or once also at night? But you don't have to make sure every single second all the candles are lit, because that's not part of the definition of the menorah, but the shulchan, part of its definition is having the lechem aponim on it. And therefore, that is why it's in Parshas Truma. Number one. The other ha'ara is interesting, machlokas in the Rambam and the Ravid. The Ravid argues on the Rambam. The Rambam only counts one mitzvah of sidur lechem aponim. One mitzvah. The Ravid argues, and he said, Ravid on the minyan mitzvah, he argues and he says there should be three mitzvahs of lechem aponim. Putting the lechem aponim on, burning the bazichin and eating the nitshar, eating the loaves. The rabbi said you should count three mitzvahs. How do you answer that question? Is it the brisker of no? The lechem aponim is just a fancy carbon mincha. So the Rambam already counts a separate mitzvah of eating the leftover carbon mincha. So this is included in that, the lechem aponim. The Rambam already counts the avoda of the carbon mincha burning the komets. So the Haftaras Bazichin is included in that. That's why you only count Sidur lechem aponim, which is what is unique. And the Brisker Rav continues, it says maybe lechem aponim really has two elements. It has a din of lechem aponim and a din of a mincha. It has unique and generic qualities. Up until the time that the bazichin are hukrav, so maybe up until that time it's unique. There's an idea of sidur, that's all unique to lechem aponim. It could stay there for a week, stay there for 2 weeks. Masha'enkin, right when the bazichin are burned, now it takes on the character of a regular karban mincha. Because you have a haktara of a komet, the bazichin, and then you have being eaten by the kohanim. So maybe it has both, one right after another. That is the Brisker Rav. Good. Let's continue now. Says the Gemara, Itmar. Itmar, Rashi quotes here, the Gemara in Meseches Tamid, on Daf Chavches, just as an introduction to this Daf. What happens on the, what is the Gemara about to talk about? Trumas Hadeshen. We know on the Mizbeach, there was the number of piles of fire, number of wood piles, piles of wood. There was the main one where the karbanos were burned. Every morning there was the avodah of the Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen, where the Kohen went in, a Kohen went in, took a little from the innermost ashes, he takes a shovelful, and he goes, takes that down the ramp, and he makes a left, and he deposits that on the floor, right next to a couple of amos away from the ramp. That is Trumas Hadeshen done every single morning. Then there's another avodah called Hotzaas Hadeshen. That's a machlokas, Rashi Rambam. Whether that was done every single day, Rambam, or it was only done per need, Rashi. What is that, machlokas? Once the ashes on the Mizbeach, after Shumas Hadeshen was done, a lot of the ashes from overnight were moved away to another pile on top of the Mizbeach. And it was left there, according to Rashi, until it became so much, so that's when you took out that pile outside the base of Mikdash to the base Hadeshen. That's called Hotzaas Hadeshen. Read this. Shumas Hadeshen done every single day of Vaday and Hotzaas Hadeshen. So now, with that background, let's go for a minute. Itmar. Hanena me'efer tapuach shal gavi ha-mizbeach. What happens if somebody gets hana'a from the ashes, from the tapuach, al gavi ha-mizbeach? And the Rashi explains, this means from that secondary pile. After it was moved over, it's not in the place where it was burned, it was moved over to the other tapuach, the other pile. So, is there me'ila in that pile? Rav amar ein molin bo, no, it's finished. Rav says, no me'ila, you finished its avoda. Rav Yochanan amar molin bo, no, there is. There is still me'ila there. So the Gemara says, lifnei Trumas Hadeshen kol yamo lo pligid demolin bo. Before Trumas Hadeshen was done, so then for sure there's me'ila. Why? Because any of these ashes could be used for the Trumas Hadeshen. It hasn't reached the stage of Nasas Mitzvah so yet, and therefore there's me'ila by all the ashes until Trumas Hadeshen is done. Ki pligi lacher Trumas Hadeshen. The machlokas here is after Trumas Hadeshen is done. Rav amar ein molin bo hari nasa mitzvah so. Rav says, you finished. You finished. You did the Trumas Hadeshen. Now there's nothing, there's no mitzvah specifically for the rest of these ashes. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Kivan dechsiv v'lavash akoin midovad v'chulu. Since it says that even for Hotzaas Hadeshen, the Kohen has to wear his Big Day Kahuna, yes, a lesser level of Big Day Kahuna. Remember Rashi quotes the mashal, the clothes that you cook in, you shouldn't serve your master in. The cook and the waiter, even if it's the same person, they don't have the same clothes. So you use lesser begadim for Hotzaas Hadeshen, but it's still an avoda. So Rabbi Yochanan says, since it says you have to wear clothing, kivan ditzarach le Big Day Kahuna, big dusha say kai. So there's a machlokes, ashes that are waiting to have Hotzaas Hadeshen done to them, either that day or whatever needed, so that is a machlokas whether there is me'ila by those ashes. There is a machlokas, the Mishnah Lamelech, on the Rambam in Hilchas Tamidin. The Mishnah notes whether this is a, even according to the Rambam, whether this is a d'oraisa or a d'rabanan. Even according to the Rambam, who says it's done every day, is it a chi of d'oraisa to do it every day? Or chiyav d'rabanan. Od yesh lach kor b'din zeh. Do'otzaas Hadeshen. Im hu b'natora o mid'rabanan. Because he says, lo manu moni mitzvos hazaras hadeshen. Even the Rambam doesn't count hazaras hadeshen as a separate mitzvah say daraisa. So is it included in harama or is it just a mitzvah derabanan? He says vanira etzli the dafka trumas hadeshenu mitzvah the gzeres hakasef he shirayim. It's not a separate mitzvah, and he's not even sure whether it's a daraisa or a drabana. He ends up saying that he thinks it's a daraisa, but that is an important discussion of the Mishnah Melech in Beis Yud Gimel. Beis Yud Gimel in Tzmidin Umusafin. Okay, says the Gemara, Tznan. Molin ben Achetesi the Beis Hadeshen. Our Mishnah says that there is Me'ila until it goes out to the Beis Hadeshen. So what does that sound like? Kashal Rav, and the Kashan Rav, because Rav says that there's no Me'ila when it's waiting to be taken out for Hotzah. Our Mishnah sounds like there is. Ad Achetesi. So Amar Lecha Rav, no, Achetera'eh. The Beis Hadeshen, until it's ro'i to be taken out to the Beis Hadeshen. And once it's ro'i, there's no more me'ila. Meaning after Shumas Hadeshen is done. That's what you can understand the Mishnah. Meisvei, another try. V'kulon shepakul me'agavei ha'mizbeach lo yachzir. The Mishnah says, back in Zvachim, in the parak of Mizbeach Makadesh, what happens if something shoots out and falls away off of the Mizbeach, after it was ready on the Mizbeach? So v'kulon shepakul me'agavei ha'mizbeach lo yachzir. Generally, everything that falls off the Mizbeach, you do not return to the Mizbeach. V'chein, and this is where we're going to be bedayik from, gachela shepakha me'agavei ha'mizbeach lo yatzir. If you have a coal that fell off the mizbeach, you don't return it to the mizbeach. Ha'algabe mizbeach, mashma, that if it didn't fall off the mizbeach, it just rolled to another area on the mizbeach, yatzir, you would return it. You would return it. Meaning why? Because it's still kadosh, it's still kachi Hashem, and it should be returned to the fire. So Bish, the mother of Yochanan, who says there is still me'ila up on top of the mizbeach in the other pile, it fits in. Because here too, it fell out of the main pile, you got to put it back in because it's all still kachi Hashem. There's still me'ila, and therefore you got to put it back in the fire. Ela l'Rav Kasha, but according to Rav, what would he say here? He says there's no me'ila, so why here would you have to return it? So Amalecha Rav, shiny gachelis, the isbe mishasha. No, coals and ashes are different. If it's a coal, you still didn't have Nasa Mitzvasu yet. So that's why you have to return it. That's a gacheles. We're talking about ashes. After it's already deshen, it's ashes. That's what I'm talking about. There is no me'ila. So that's one version. Or we have the same version the opposite way. Ika da'amri lo b'haki. So some say this way. Taima mishum de gacheles. De ispe mashasha. Maybe the only reason they have to return it is because it's a gacheles. Ha'efer de lespe mashasha. But if it's ashes, which doesn't have anything tangible, afilo l'gavi mizbech ein mo'al and bo. Even if it's on the mizbech, there is no me'ila. So now bishma l'rav nicha. This would fit to Rav, who says there is no me'ila anymore. Elo l'Rabbi Yochanan kasha. If Rabbi Yochanan now, we turn the tables, it would be a question of Rabbi Yochanan. Because Rabbi Yochanan says there is no me'ila, and here there is me'ila, and here we're saying it would not have to be returned. So Amalachar Rabbi Yochanan, no, who wouldn't feel the wayfair? No, Rabbi Yochanan would say no. It's lav dafka gacheles. Even afer would be included. V'hainu taima diktani gacheles. But why did it say gacheles? Kasi lash me'ina dafilu gacheles. This b'mashasha kipalkam al gavim mizbeach lo yachzir. It says gacheles to teach me the halacha of when it falls off the mizbeach. Falls off the mizbeach, you don't have to return it, or you're not even allowed to return it, even if it is a gacheles. Period. So that's the machlokas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Good. Itmar, says the Gemara. Some more basic yesodos of me'ila. Mitzachas me'ila is very contained. Almost everything about me'ila in Shas is in me'ila. There are gemaras here and there, but most of those gemaras are repeated in this mesechta as well. So it's a very self-contained mesechta. So it says the gemara more yesodos. Itmar. Hanena mibsar kachi kachim. Lefnei zrikas damam. Damim. If I benefit from the meat of kachi kachim before zrikas adam, meaning it's usur, the emure kachim kalam ma'achas zrikas adam, and emurim even afterwards, so I violate me'ila. Where do I pay? What do I pay? What's the who gets my money? We know Mi'il is Chayev, Karen, Chomesh, and Asham. So, who gets the Karen and the Chomesh? So, Rav Amar, Mashenene Yiplu L'Nedava. Whatever you benefited from goes to Nedava. Right? It goes to the mizbeach for ketz mizbeach in the summer when it's quiet, it goes for nedavas. The Levi Amar, Yavi Davar Shekulul Mizbeach. No, you have to bring something that's totally burned in the Mizbeach. A carbon oil is not totally burned. The hide is not burned. So Levi says, you have to bring something that is Kulul Mizbeach. We'll see what that is in a couple of minutes. Tanya Kavasi de Levi. It's a breis that supports Levi. Me'ila Zu Lechon Oleches. Where does Me'ila go? Halamedin Levnei Chachamim Omrim. Those who sit in front of the rabbi say, remember the last Amud in the first paragraph of Sanhedrin says, there's like 15 phrases, and every time it says this phrase, it means these rabbis. So this is one of those phrases. Hamilamedin levnei chachamim. Rashi quotes, that means Levi Larebi. So Levnei Chachamim Omrim, Yavi Davar Shekulul Mizbeach, Mainihu Ketores. Ketores. So whenever you pay, violate Me'ila, that money is used for Ketores. Meaning it go Ketores has to be brought from the Tzibur monies. So that's you have to be Mevatalit and it goes into the Ketores monies. Tani Gavasi Derav. We had a price that supports Levi. We also have a price that supports Rav. What price? So the following. So if somebody gets benefit from money of Chatas and Asham, so before the Chatas is actually brought, Yosef v'Yavi Chataso. So you can just add on and add it to the money that's here for the Chatas. And just bring one plump larger carbon chatas. The achlo kev ashamo, Yosef v'yavi ashamo. Then added on to the asham. Right? Rashi quotes on the fifth wide line. Go shehifresh mos lachatasol ashamo, v'nene miksasan, achlo lachatas, Yosef v'yavi chataso. Hachi kamar, im no dalo shenene mehen achlo kar chataso, you realize you violated Me'ila before it was brought, shadayin lo kana hachatas min adamim, shehifresh, you didn't buy an actual animal yet, so add it on, most of I came to home, meshachai, bishloshamol alhanu most, the paishu, shalomal, and bring a chatas from both. As we said, just add on the money. But, says the Gemara, kfar kara chataso, but if the chatas was already sacrificed, was already brought when you find out, so yechli yam hamelach, so then the money just has to go to yam hamelach by a chatas, because it's like Mosar, it's Mosar chatas, kfar kara vashamo yiblu nadava, but if the asham was already brought, yiblu nadava, like an asham shenitak lari'iyah. Continuing, if somebody gets hanoa from kachi kachim before zrikas adamim, meaning they violated Me'ila, mashinene yiplu linadava, so it's befeirish like the shita of Rav. Kol karbanos, finishing up the brisa, kol karbanos hamizbeach lemizbeach, karbanos bedek habayis lebedek habayis, karbanos mizbeach. So that payment should go for Karbanis Mizbeach, and Bedek Abayis should go for Bedek Abayis. Karbanis Sibur Lenidva Sibur. So the Karbanis Sibur goes Lenidva Sibur. What exactly does that mean? We will have to see and talk more about the Brisa tomorrow. But before that, there's a very important discussion that we have to have relating to this last line. And that is, we could have had this discussion on the first daf in Me'ila. And that is, there's a major discussion in the Achronim. Me'ila. What larger category does that belong to? When I take something and benefit from the Beis HaMikdash, and I benefit, and I have to pay, so what is that called? So we alluded to this already over the past couple of days when we quoted the Gemara later on, Daf Yud Ches, two types of Me'ila. But if you look in the Nesivos says in Simen Chaf Ches, Oz Beis, if you have the new Nesivos, there's a humongous footnote with all the Achronim related to this. The Nesivos says explicitly in Simen Chaf Ches that the payment of Me'ila is what we call a payment of Kapara. Not a payment of Mamonis Gezel, a payment of Kapara. That's what the Nesiva says. And then he says, he limits this. He says, when it comes to Kedushas Haguf, that payment is Kapara. Kedushas Damim, but the Gabayis, maybe that's what he calls Gezel. But at least part of Me'ila is, Kedushas Haguf is a Kapara. If you look in many other Achronim, if you look in Rav Shimon Shkab, if you look in Rav Chaim, we've mentioned this Rav Chaim in the past, Rav Chaim assumes that Me'ila is just a fancy form of Gezel. That is why you can be mitzarif from Me'ila. Let's say I benefit a half a pruta Me'ila today and half a pruta Me'ila in 3 days from now. That can be mitzarif. How can it be mitzarif? The answer is, it's like stealing. It's a fancy form of stealing. And there are other rayas to this, Reb Chaim brings in Hilchas Me'ila, which hopefully we'll talk about, maybe we'll start with this his rayas tomorrow. But what's important for us is the stipler. The stipler in Psachim and Simon Chaf says, a raya to the Nesivos. You know how it's Kapara? Argamar right here. What happens if you are Baile Mi'ila, and then the Chatas was Karav. What do you do with the money? You throw it into the sea. Throw it into the sea? If it's Gezel Hektish, then throwing it into the sea does nothing for Hektish. Gezel is all about restoring what you stole. So the fact that certain forms of Mi'ila have to be thrown into the sea, so that proves that it is Kapara and not Gezel. But then the stipler, this is Psachim Simen Chaf, has a middle formulation. Many Achronim, he says, quote, Kapara. Many Achronim, the Reb Chaim and the Shem Reb Shimon Shkab say it is Gezel, and that he has a middle formulation. He says as follows. Amnam Gam Lomar, the Tashlume Karen Me'i, says, you can't say it's purely Gezel. He says, because of this line that we just said, Yochli Yama Melech. But you can't say it's pure Kapara, because of all of Reb Chaim's Rias. So what do you say it is? He says, Lafisha Iker did Tashlume Gzela, who Lomalo Sefshed Lenigzel. Akarcha Nira, Yoser. Did Tashlume Karen de Me'ila, Lomi Din Kapara, Velomi Din Gezel, Ella Mitzvah, Kinyan Mitzvahs Veheshe Vesagzela. It's a Mitzvah's Hashava. Not because of Gzela. And it's not Kapara. It's a Mitzvah's Nesina Lemigdash. You did an Avera? So you have a Chiyav Hashava. Not restoration, not Chiyav Hashava in terms of like restoring. But more of a mitzvah's nesina. Shegamkein eino lamalas chisaron hanigzal sharei afilu biisuri hana omer lo arei shachal fanecha. Ela mitzvah zasei lasos maisa ha'ashava ubemeila behektish mitzvah zasei lahashiv damim. That's what he says. So it's kind of a middle type of approach. It's a mitzvah's hashava, but not specifically like hashava's gezela. Hashavas Mi'ila, which isn't totally Gezel. Okay, there's a more here that he discusses, but that's a very important formulation of the stipler in Simen Chaf in Psachim. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but tomorrow maybe we'll go through some of Reb Chaim's Rayas, that Mi'ila is a form of Gezel, and then we'll get into the continuation of the second parak of Mi'ila, as tomorrow is the last daf in this second parak. Okay, we'll stop here.